Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. A new dog park is coming to the Potsdam area. Nicole Ouellette is board vice president, and she joins me on the show this morning. Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Jody.
Absolutely. I love this because the dog park that we were connected to was super important for both of us and I think for our communities.
So. Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's the same dog park organization, just a new location.
Okay. Where are you going to be located now?
So we are going to be on Lower Pine Street. And so if you're driving on Lower Pine Street, just look out for the purple and white signs that say Home of the Future Dog Park. And it is right there. And the land itself is really big. It's actually four times bigger than our previous location.
Which was a nice space.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, and this space will be equally, if not more beautiful, I think.
When we say future, how long in the future are we looking?
So obviously, it's currently just land. A bunch of folks we met there last week and kind of surveyed and tried to figure out things like, where are we going to put the parking lot? Where are we going to put the driveway? And like sort of started planning all that out. We are currently getting some quotes for things like the driveway and the parking lot and things like that. So once we're basically able to know those costs, we'll be able to kind of communicate like, we need X amount of money. Currently, what we're trying to do is we know we're going to need money to get started. And so we're just trying to keep our typical fundraisers going and just let people know what's going on as we know too.
And we're going to talk about a fundraiser in a minute because it's coming up on Friday. Can you talk about the donor of the land? Is that?
So a lot of people know Leon Martin.
Very well. He was very good to me over the years.
You know, it sounds like he was good to a lot of people. So his granddaughter, Caitlin, she has a landscaping type business, and she actually was mowing the park at our former location.
Yeah.
It's land that was owned by her grandfather. So we're in the process right now of getting, you know, everything kind of set up legally and all that. Mm-hmm. So It's pretty near where the old dog park was actually in terms of location.
Which was adjacent to the Potsdam Humane Society.
Yeah, yeah. It was on their land. Yep. Yeah. Like I said, when we're sort of ready with more, this is how much it's going to cost. This is our projected open date and all that. I will be happy to come back on and talk again. Or you can also just check out to the PotsdamDogPark.org. We have a website and we have a newsletter. So if you sign up for the newsletter, that's pretty much where we post things as they're going on too.
So probably not this year. Am I?
I think we're going to try. Like Dee Dee's has said, our board president, we're going to try to open it sooner rather than later, even if we have to do the construction maybe in stages. So for example, like I said, it's a pretty big piece of land. We're reusing, we have the fencing and the posts and some other things from the old park that we'll be able to reuse in the new area.
Yeah.
So, you know, rather than fundraising for, you know, fencing for a land four times the size of the old location, we can maybe start with like a smaller park or, you know, maybe we'll kind of work on things in stages as the money comes in and we're able to do that. Obviously, we're a volunteer force, so we're happy. You know, there's certain things we can do as volunteers and there's certain things we definitely don't want to do as volunteers and want done professionally. So,
Okay. So volunteers always accepted, wanted,
absolutely
needed. A fundraiser this Friday at the Potsdam Ilks, right?
Yep. So on Friday, June 12th, we are having our annual-ish animal-themed trivia night. We've had it most years. Obviously, COVID threw a wrench in some annual things, including our annual things. But it's always really, the questions are always really fun. I think the last time we did it, there was, you know, dog songs. There was, you know, identify animal, pictures of animal poop and what animal it belonged to. Like it's
scatting.
Yes, I think it was called Scat. One of the rounds was something like that. Yeah, exactly. So the questions are usually really fun, and it's $35 a person. So if you want to just register individually, be able to kind of pair up with some other people into a team, so you'll be able to make friends. So don't feel like you can't go because you don't have a team. You can register as an individual. It's going to be at the Potsdam Elks Club. All the proceeds are going directly to the park. So it should be a lot of fun. If you love trivia or if you love animals or if you love both of those things, you should definitely come.
And particularly animal trivia.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So this Friday starting at 6 p.m. And they can find you online, right?
If you go to PotsdamDogPark.org, there's a trivia night button right at the top of the page, and you can register there. It's also posted on our Facebook page.
Nicole, thank you so much. This is great work.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us, and thanks to our community for supporting the dog park, you know, from its inception to while we transition to our new location.
Thank you, everybody. We'll put up a link on our Facebook page as well for the trivia night. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow on Community Connection.